Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing cloudiness, a low of 55. Saying while they know they have work to do, Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas says the State Department of Public Instruction report cards released today do not tell the whole story. Of the five major metropolitan districts in the state, Racine Unified scored the lowest at 48.1%, giving the district a fails to meet expectations designation. Kenosha Unified, on the other hand, scored the highest with a 71.6% rating and a meets expectations rating. Milwaukee Public Schools received a meets few expectations rating. Haas notes the report card is based on last year's data and in a statement says it does not tell the story of the excellent teaching and learning happening in the district schools. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis is celebrating the district's rating, saying in a news release that the progress made on the state report cards is an indicator that student learning and achievement in Kenosha Unified is heading in the right direction. This year's report cards differ from previous years by taking into account communities with high poverty by weighting the numbers in favor of individual student growth. A $250,000 donation by Kenall Manufacturing to Gateway Technical College's Promise Program of Kenosha results in the new Protective Services Training Center for Law Enforcement on the Kenosha campus, getting the name Kenall out front. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Gateway President Brian Albrecht says it's great to build on our partnership with Jim Hawkins and Kenall Manufacturing, while Hawkins says Gateway has been an important resource for our employees. The Kenall Protective Services Training Center consists of remodeled existing space, plus expansion of the technical building southwest corner. It includes a 12-lane shooting range, a CSI lab, updated technical training areas, as well as a classroom with video conferencing for remote training. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
South Dakota-based Good Samaritan Society is proposing to build a 50 to 60-unit, three-story senior residential living facility on soon-to-be-purchased property along the 1700 block of South Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant. At the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission meeting, Greg Gamble said the rezoning request ties into construction plans for a single building.
One single building, 50 to 60 units, which provides us a lot more efficiency in the cost of construction and the cost of operation. The building, having it as one building rather than scattered buildings, we believe it also reduce the footprint and maximize the green space on the property.
Gamble said their project will incorporate land being acquired from Mount Pleasant Evangelical Lutheran Church. Neighbor concerns focused on the creation of additional traffic with an access road, while a church official called the pending deal a good partnership. Good Samaritan Society is 90 years old, with almost 240 senior housing locations across the country. A one-vehicle traffic crash in the 1200 block of 22nd Avenue early this morning in the village of Summers resulted in the driver, who was ejected and suffered serious injuries, going to Frederick Hospital by ambulance because Flight for Life was grounded by weather at the time. First responders located the vehicle off the roadway. A news release indicates it was going south and then rolled over several times. The victim found unconscious with labored breathing and various injuries. That stretch of 22nd Avenue was closed for almost 3 hours by the investigation. The driver's identity has not been released so far, while sheriff's investigators indicate speed appears to have been a factor in the crash. A crowd of about six dozen gathered on the Roosevelt Avenue cul-de-sac south of Byrd Avenue on Racine's west side for a Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil in memory of recent homicide victim Anthony Jones, whom police discovered on the ground last Friday morning with a gunshot wound. A cousin thanked everyone for attending.
The family is heartbroken right now, and we look for some peace and some kind of happiness after this. We hold no remorse. Our prayers are with God, and He knows best for all of us. He takes care of all of us through the bad and the good. So I just want to thank all of you for coming out and showing your support for our family.
Facing homicide charges is 25-year-old Phelan Hunter Barker, who allegedly shot Jones after he struck a female acquaintance who was also the mother of Jones's children. The Milwaukee County Transit System is giving away five golden M cards to celebrate 25 million M card rides. Each card use is a $1.75 fare versus the normal $2.25. The cards will be personalized with the winner's name and preloaded with unlimited rides for 31 days. Contest applications are available on the MCTS website. The M-Card was introduced 2 years ago as a high-tech, affordable, safe, and reusable way to pay for bus service. Janet Hove, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.